Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. What's in my lucky dip today? Terry Lynn said, can you look stylish when wearing dresses or pants and flat shoes? I used to always wear heels, but they're not practical anymore. What to wear? This can be something that, particularly if you're more petite or you've always worn heels and suddenly, for some reason or other, whether it's a medical reason or just a practicality reason, you can no longer wear heels. You can feel that your outfits are just not as stylish. And I understand that this, you know, it can't, you know, like heels always are more dressy than flat shoes. But then it's a matter of finding the flat shoes that have a feeling of being dressier, or even having just, you know, even a tiny little heel like that can make you feel a little bit dressier than it's completely flat. Not having to wear a pair of sneakers might be a difference than finding a finer soled flat shoe. So when I'm thinking about a more delicate shoe, so something that maybe have a slightly more pointed toe, made of leather or a satin, maybe it's a patterned fabric, but there's a think about things that make it more delicate rather than chunky or clumpy. That is going to help you feel more stylish when you are wearing those flat shoes with your dresses and pants. Think about like nude shoes can be a great option, like a nude flat shoe. So they stop being a feature of your outfit. And, you know, make sure the rest of your outfit draws attention, that you've got focal points somewhere up here in your portrait area so that you're drawing attention up and away from your feet. You could also think about, you know, things like, you know, sometimes a small wedge, like a flat form, can give you that feeling of height without it, you know, without having a, my dog's gone crazy, having a little play, without it being, what's it called? You know, without it being a high heel, so it's still comfortable to walk around. And if you've got to do a lot of walking, because it's often in those moments where you go, you know, I have to really walk from one end of, you know, the campus to another. If you've got some large workspace where you're very spread out, that can be one of those things that you feel like, you know, it's just less stylish. Yeah, you could also think about possibly, you know, having your heels in your handbag and a pair of flat shoes that you can run around in if you do have to move from one place to another, but then want to kind of stun in your amazingness in your heels. You can always slip off your little kind of, there are a lot of little kind of ballet flat sort of things that you, you know, walk around and then you can put your heels on as well. But do think about how chunky your shoes are. So think of something that's more refined. Make them less of a statement. Maybe your heels are a bit of a statement. Make your shoes less obvious. Blend them with your pants. Blend them with your dresses and skirts or your skin, those sorts of things, so they are not the feature. And look for, you know, shoes that have a kind of delicate or more interesting detail to them, that so that they're not, you know, chunky, big-toed, thick-soled sort of shoes, so that they have a feeling of more delicateness. But I know one of those things that can really feel never as stylish, not in a heel. But yes, hopefully that helps you. A few ideas there. Next question comes from Lynn, who says, I like to wear an inner column of colour, so same colour through the middle, which is usually navy, which is a little dark for me as I'm getting lighter, and then I wear it with a lighter colour top, a bit like what I've got on today. I have a light grey mull waterfall cardigan that matches my hair, but feels bland on top of the navy. I think the value contrast is too high, and I'm sure I need to add a colour. So this might be, Lynn, because you have a colour, you need to be wearing something a bit more colourful. So you can make it work better by adding a scarf. And the scarf could have a pattern, it could have more than one colour, it depends on what your colour contrast is. Because, and remember too, that if we have a light and a dark, so that kind of dark and the light, if you want to make it feel less stark, put a medium in between. So if you've got the navy and the grey, so the grey is neutral, the navy is dark, maybe I would add a red or a pink or one of your kind of blush signature colours In your scarf, and that's going to give you that pop of color, and it's enough. You don't have to do more than a small amount. I was always amazed. I remember the first time I realized how important contrast was, that value contrast was, whether it's color or value contrast. I was seriously wearing something like this, and I remember I was wearing, you know, it was really just kind of a blue jeans and a purple cardigan and, you know, a top or something like that. I remember thinking, oh, but I look really bland. And at the time I had my black hair. And then what I did is I realized there was no contrast. So I just went, you know, into the cupboard, grabbed a white cami. And now the top I was wearing was a V-neck, and I had been wearing just another kind of blue. So there was nothing really standing out. And what I did is just popped on. So you really only got to see that little bit of contrast to create that contrast. But you know what? It popped it. So the difference between that, too bland, and that, that pop of contrast, it doesn't have to be a lot. It just has to be there. But then also think about it. So if you've got your navy column of color, think about stepping it down. So with your gray, I'm not sure if this swatch has got much of a gray. There we go, we've got a light gray. So maybe you're feeling that that's kind of a bit bland and boring. Put any sort of, you know, kind of scarf in a signature pink or, you know, whatever, that even a small amount of that, even if I like cover most of it up, even a small amount, you can see, just makes it pop so much more than, you know, having none of that color. So having something that is in that mid-range, it also creates that set of stairs. So I always think about value contrast is, you know, light colors on the top step, dark colors on the bottom step, you know, medium colors, and then you're kind of walking through light, medium, medium, dark, dark, and walking down those stairs. So if it's a pattern scarf, that can do it, or just putting that medium color in between is the easiest way of doing it. It could also be a statement necklace. As long as it's something obvious, that's fine. It doesn't have to be a whole outfit. And this is where people often think, oh, it's got to be this whole big thing. It really just has to be something that is noticeable, particularly near your face. It's always good to add that contrast in, to create that contrast. So I always think, you know, that is the easiest way of doing it. Adding a scarf is fine. And this is what you're starting to notice by the look of it, is that you've started to go, you know what, I used to wear this like dark in the collar and the grey cardigan, well, a bit bland. And it could be, I need to add a colour in because I've got a, you know, colour contrast. And this is why if we repeat, if you've got blue eyes and you've got grey hair, so you've repeated two of the elements of you, then we add the pink or the red in for your skin. We add that third element of you in, and suddenly the whole outfit sings. So hopefully that makes sense, Lynn. Next question comes from Tiffany, who says, how as a rich palette do you wear your signature bright colors when you're overall deep? So again, we have another color contrast sort of question. So when we're thinking about how do we add those signature bright colors in, it's really thinking about those bright colors. As someone who is dark, you just don't want to wear overall light outfits. That's where it really stands out and kind of looks unrelated to you. But your brights will probably relate to your skin and things like that. And then you just have to add. So I'd be wearing, say, if you're wearing a bright colored top, wear a dark colored pant. So that gives you some of that dark element that goes with your ideal value. And then just add a dark necklace, a dark scarf, a dark something up near your face, unless you want to add a dark jacket over the top. So you can still wear those colors. I find that, you know, that can be work really well. If you want to wear a, you know, a red dress or something, that works, provided we have some elements of dark back in it. So either it's got some embellishment in it, it's a pattern, or it has you know, you put your necklace, you put your scarf, you put your some other piece on that gives you that bit of dark that you need in your outfit. I think really, you know, one of those things is I find is really do take the photos of your outfits and try different things. Try a scarf, try different colored scarves. It's like take a photo of the same outfit with multiple different scarves and see which one works best. Take the same outfit with different colored necklace, see which works best. That is the easiest way of really kind of honing your eye in and starting to see how these concepts of contrast work, the color contrast, the value contrast, and also the ideal value. So the the overall lightness or darkness of the outfit, the more you kind of take photographs and look at these things, like, don't worry about the expression on your face. That's not the important bit. It's the, does it look related to you or not? Do you look like a whole or do you look like a series of parts? Do you look I always feel like sometimes when the colour really doesn't relate, it looks like there's a floating head. So even though I know, like I say, this dress is a little bit too dark for me, I've got the light jacket. So that's bringing back that lighter element that I need. It's in a similar value to my hair. I've got a necklace which has some light and some dark in it to kind of blend between the two. So it's bringing both those elements together. So I'm always looking at going, well, how do I create something that brings those elements together? Even things like, you know, pair of glasses. If you've got darker glasses, these ones are fairly light, but they've still got a slightly darker band. And I have got my darker blue glasses so that when I want to add a bit more depth to my outfit by putting some, you know, wearing some darker frames, that can help as well. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to get your color analysis, find out all about your contrast and all those sorts of things, I do that in my 7 Steps to Style program. Or of course, there's lots of, you can figure it out for yourself, a lot of these sort of stuff, not the color analysis, but everything else, the contrast, the value contrast, the ideal value, it's all on the blog. Got lots of free information for you there. Have a lovely day and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.